My name is Christelle Donaldson, and you are listening to episode number 2 of the Working Moms Show, Journaling for Better Mental Health. Welcome to the Working Moms Show. I'm your host, Christelle Donaldson, mom of 2 and busy professional. In this show, we explore different ways to find balance and thrive as a working mom in Switzerland. We'll share practical advice and inspiration to help you prioritize your health, family, and career. From self-care and mindfulness to career development or financial planning, we'll cover a range of topics to help you feel your best and achieve your goals. So join us as we dive into the challenges and joys of being a working mom and discover how to create a life that's balanced and fulfilled. In this episode, I am going to share the benefits of journaling for your mental health and provide tools to start and maintain a journaling practice. So, what can be the benefits of journaling for you as a busy working mom to help you with your mental health, to remove your stress and feel more calm? Journaling is a practice of writing down your thoughts and feelings on a regular basis. It can be beneficial for mental health because it helps you to reduce your stress and your anxiety by providing a healthy outlet to express your emotions and feelings, even if it's just on paper. It helps you gain perspective on your problems and your concerns. It helps you identify and address negative thought patterns and behaviors that you have on your day-to-day basis. It can encourage your self-reflection and your self-awareness, helping you get to know and understand you better. It provides you a sense of control and empowerment in difficult situations. It helps you prioritize and organize your thoughts, and your task. And it can also serve as a form of relaxation and kind of active mindfulness practice. It's also a creative outlet if you like writing simply. Also, on top of reducing stress and anxiety, it increases your mindfulness and your self-awareness, you know, getting to know yourself, encouraging you to be really present in the moment and focus on your thoughts, on your feelings, helping you explore your emotions and your reactions in a non-judgmental way. It helps you develop self-awareness, like we said, and identify patterns in your behavior and your thinking that you might not realize otherwise. It provides you a space for reflection and for introspection, which can help you gain a deeper understanding of yourself, of how you think, or your experiences that you went through. And it encourages you to be more intentional and thoughtful in your daily life, which can lead to greater mindfulness and a sense of calm. Of course, it can also improve your mood and your emotional regulation by providing this outlet for your emotions. It can boost your creativity, your problem-solving skills. It can enhance your memory, your cognitive function. It has many, many benefits depending what your objectives are with journaling, how you use it, etc. So actually, what are the types of journaling? What is it to journal and what can you do with it? So I'm going to explain a little bit different types of journaling, of methods, and then give you some ideas of how you can get started. For example, you can hold a gratitude journal, which is the type of journal where you just write down things that you are grateful for on a regular basis. It can help you shift your focus onto the positive aspects of your life instead of always looking at the negative, and so it will increase feelings of happiness and contentment. Think of it like every morning you could write 3 things that you're grateful for example. So that's one type of journaling. Very common journal is just free writing journaling, which is probably if you've been journaling when you were a little kid with these little notebooks held with a padlock. This is the type of journaling where you just write freely without worrying about anything, about grammar, spelling mistakes, punctuation, having a beautiful handwriting. It just helps you do a thought download on paper and it helps you clear your mind and process your thoughts and emotions and get in touch with yourself and your inner voice. then your journal can be a really like a productivity journal, a goal setting journal, more towards your life goals or your business or your work activities. And in this type of journaling, it involves setting goals and writing down action steps to achieve them. And you can use a predefined template on your journal or just empty page of paper to which you write your goals and clarify your priorities, stay focused and track your progress. There are also dream journals. If you tend to remember your dreams and want to explore them, in this type of journaling, you write down your dreams as soon as you wake up, and it can help you remember your dreams more vividly, gain insight into your subconscious mind and explore your inner world if you're into that. You can also start an art journal, where you incorporate art and creativity into your journaling practice, whether it's drawing, writing, collage, and all kinds of things that help you express yourself more visually, explore your creativity, and tap into your intuition. And just as a side note, there is a lot of art therapy based on that kind of technique. So, you know, the fact of doing art can be really relaxing and very soothing. So art journaling is a nice exploration. You can start a travel journal, so more when you travel or when you're on holiday. There you document your travel, your experiences while on the road, and it can help you remember your adventures, reflect on your experiences, and gain a deeper appreciation for the world around you. Another one is bullet journaling, something that's become very popular because it's visual, it's a bit artistic, and on Instagram you find a lot about that. And bullet journaling actually was created in a very simple method first to journal effectively your task on a daily basis, but now people have embraced it as a more creative place of using bullet points and lists to organize your thoughts and your tasks, but also making them a bit creative. And it's very flexible in the way you can create your own system. I invite you to look it up on internet if you want, bullet journal. And you can also hold a health journal where you maybe want to tackle a problem that you have, whether it's your sleep, your digestion or anything, or your panic attacks or something like that. And you keep track of your exercise routine or your water intake, your sleep, your mental state, etc. So you see, there are very different ways of holding a journal. I'm sure there are many more than that. But there's no set rule. There's many things to explore. And I'm going to give you some ideas and tips on how you can start journaling and keep it up. So maybe let's start with free writing. Free writing, as I said, is about writing in a journal without really thinking about it, just writing things that come from your mind. Best time maybe is early in the morning when you first wake up. You want to just write whatever comes into your mind and just write it on paper. So some ideas and tips to get started here. Set aside a regular time and place for journaling, such as first thing in the morning or before bed maybe, or just after breakfast. And then choose a journal or a notebook that you enjoy writing in, whether it's a piece of paper, a notebook, a Word document, an app on the computer, anything where you will come back that's easy to find, that you enjoy writing in, whether you prefer typing or handwriting, it's up to you. Start small by writing just a few minutes a day and gradually increase the time as you become more comfortable. And then just write about anything that comes to mind, really, without worrying about grammar or spelling. And experiment with different types of journaling to find what book works best for you. So this is how you get started. And then, of course, you will have obstacles on the way that will stop you from journal, or you will have some question. So, for example, if you feel that you don't have time to journal, what you can do is just keep it short, even just 5 minutes. And in fact, there is a journal called the 5-Minute Journal where they give you prompts every day just to reflect on your day with a bit of gratitude and your top priorities for the day, and then in the evening focusing on what went well through the day. So yeah, keep it short, 5 minutes, find the best moment for you. Is it at work? Is it at home? The morning? The evening? And just by starting small, the idea is to just build the habit by doing it regularly. If you can't stick to it, then a simple strategy is to set a reminder. I sometimes have a reminder on my phone when I want to pick up a new habit, or in the journaling app that I use, I can have a reminder sent to me by email, and then I just click on it and it takes me to my journal. If you find that you're very self-critical about your journal, well, simply remember that you're the only one reading your journal. It's for you and it's for your own benefit, and it is not meant to be a writing prose and something beautiful. Or if you don't know what to write, then the strategy to overcome that problem is to use prompts, and I will talk a bit more about that just after. Okay, so once you started about journaling, how do you make the most of it? You know, how do you really use it to your advantage? How do you make it useful for yourself? Like I said, being consistent is useful. So make sure that you don't journal once and then don't come back to it for 3 months. Being consistent will help you, again, to pick up patterns in your thoughts and to realize what's happening in your life, and it will help you a lot, even just help you understanding how to journal best. From time to time, you can review your entries. So you read them, you go back, and then you look for trends in your pattern or in how you're feeling or in the things that you tell yourself, and that helps identify what you want to work on maybe. You can ask powerful questions in your journal, because in fact, if you ask yourself a question, you will answer it and it will help you think more creatively. So ask an open question in your journal, and you can find many prompts on the internet of questions to ask in your journal, and I will share a few. You can question your emotions, for example, or how you feel about your day or about an event that happened. Create a journaling routine. So whether you journal in the morning, in the evening, or weekly or monthly, you can set up a template as well. For example, in the morning, I'm going to write these type of things. In the evening, I'm going to ask myself these questions. And weekly, I'm going to put that thoughts on paper, these kind of templates. You can also write a dialogue with yourself. This is very powerful when you want to process what you're feeling and you don't really know how to approach it. Just imagine you're on the phone with your best friend and actually talk to yourself. So that would go like that. Hi, Christelle, how are you today? And then you go, well, I'm feeling a bit stressed. Oh, what about? Well, I had this meeting that really didn't go well and I felt so blah, blah, blah. And then you continue the conversation and you'd be surprised that things come out much more easily, and then you can read it again and identify what the issue is. And so similarly, you can actually talk to your emotions. For example, if you're afraid about something like a big meeting or work task or transition in your life, you can actually address your emotion and say, hello, fear, what do you want to tell me? And then just let your fear, if you want, talk to you and write in your journal and listen to it. It really helps. It's a bit strange, but you have to try it. You can talk about your journal with your coach or your psychotherapist if you have one. That can be an interesting, and actually often if you have a life coach, they would encourage you to write in your journal and continue the work that you do with them in between sessions. So that's a very powerful tool. And something a bit unusual to make the most of your journaling practice is to use AI like ChatGPT. I've done that for a while. When it first came out, I was really exploring how to use ChatGPT in my life, at work and at home. And it can help you reviewing your journal entries. For example, I do a lot of free writing. I write whole text and then I ask ChatGPT, can you please summarize my entry, extract some key points, the themes that I wrote about, and then give me recommendations and action that I need to take. And it would say, oh, it looks like you feel a bit stressed at the moment. Maybe you want to da 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 da. Or it looks like you're not happy with your relationship with person. And yeah, so that's an unusual way, but it's actually interesting if you're open to this kind of exercise. So I mentioned before that you could use prompts, and I want to give you some example of prompts that you can use in your journal to keep you writing if you feel stuck. So in the morning, for example, you can ask yourself, how do I want to feel today? What are my priorities for the day? What am I grateful for today? What is one small thing I can do today to take care of myself? Then in the evening, you can go back to your journal and say, what was the best part of my day today? What was the most challenging part? What did I learn today? What would I have done differently? If you do weekly, you can do similar questions. And maybe before the beginning of the week, you can write, what are the priorities of my week? And at the end, what were my learning? What did I regret? What do I wish I did differently? Etc., etc. Now, I mentioned that you can take any type of journal to start journaling, and I wanted to share a few resources as well. For example, if you don't want to journal on paper because you don't like writing, which is my case, I find that while I love writing to slow down, it kind of hurts my hand and I feel like I cannot write fast enough to process all my thoughts. So I prefer to write on the software. And it took me a while to find the one that was right for me because I didn't know. And I remember at the very beginning, I used to have a Word document on my computer, but then sometimes I wanted to write when I was at work and I didn't have my computer with me, so I couldn't do on Word. And eventually I found an online tool for journaling, which is called Penzu, and I will share the link in the show notes. And this one is encrypted. I can back it up. I have it on my phone, on my computer, online, anytime, and it's really useful. There are, of course, many other journal platforms online or apps with templates or just free-flowing and or different themes. I mean, there are so many journals now, even visual for photos, many, many things. But up to you to find the good one that you like, and I will share the one that I use. And then also, instead of apps or digital journals, there are paper versions. And like I mentioned before, you have the 5-minute journal, for example, where really is a few powerful questions in the morning and in the evening just to reflect on your day. Or you have productivity planners. And I think it's really grown a lot. If you go to a library, a bookshop, you will find many templates, many planners, whether it's for your health, for your studies, for your productivity at work, any type. I like the 5-minute journal. I've tried it for a while. It was very lovely. But then I found that I actually prefer a blank journal and I create my own template instead of filling boxes. And for resources, I also want to share a few people that I like helping me journal better. So I will also add the link in the show notes, but there's a wonderful book called Choose Wonder Over Worry from Amber Ray, and she tells a bit of a story of her personal life and some of her emotions and how she manages them, and she gives wonderful prompts and ideas on how to journal. There's also a book called How We Heal from Alex L. And if you follow Alex Hale on Instagram, she shares a lot of quotes, inspiring messages and also meditations. And another one that I really like is the Morning Pages from Julia Cameron. She is an artist and she helps you unlock your creativity by developing this practice called the Morning Page, where you just write 3 pages by hand every morning, first thing that you do. But there's much more in the book, but you can learn from her book around the Morning Pages and see if it's for you. It's very interesting. So I will close there and encourage you to explore journaling. I mean, for me, it started when I was a little girl. I wrote in my journal about, you know, my love stories or whatever, but I've never really stopped. And through the years, I've evolved my journaling practice. And sometimes I journal every day. Sometimes I don't journal only every 2 weeks, but it's really something that's there for me and that I really value deeply. And so if you find that your brain is really busy between work, the kids, all the things that you have to manage, I really think that journaling can help you to slow down, to keep track of your thoughts, to help you relax and also write better, or many other goals that you have. Journaling is a wonderful practice. And if you have any questions, of course, I'd be happy to take in them. You can contact me by email or on social media, anywhere, and I'd be happy to support you. So hope you enjoyed the episode. Don't forget to share, to subscribe if you haven't done so, and to rate the podcast to make sure that many other people can find it. Thank you. Bye-bye.